Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. It is great to be here with you. I'm here today with Rosemary.
Hi everybody, it's wonderful to be here.
Now, we want to wish everyone a happy Easter. It's been Easter and I hope that we both hope that it's been a really blessed time for you. Today we are talking about the joy of the Lord. And as Rosemary shared in her video this week, it's from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, which talks about the joy of the Lord is my strength. And Rosie, you seem surprised that it was in the Old Testament. Is that right?
Yes, I thought the line was coming from after the resurrection in the New Testament somewhere. Or at the time when the disciples were around with Jesus, or maybe even David's time when he was writing Psalms and he used to write all these songs of glorious praise to God. So I was surprised where it actually came from.
I think I've actually looked it up before myself, and I'd forgotten. So when I watched the Heartbeat this week, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Because yeah, I would have thought the same, that it's like a New Testament phrase that we all know, because it's something we know quite well. I think often I thought it was from the New Testament.
And what grabbed me the most was this beautiful statement that these people, or the priest was trying to tell these people, this prophet was trying to tell these people, you know, the Lord is our strength. He's our joy. He's amazing. He's exceptional, you know, whatever words he was trying to describe. And they hadn't even had the Messiah come and Jesus die for us on the cross and rise again and give us eternal life. So how much more glorious would that statement, is that statement right now for us?
Now that we know of the death and resurrection of Jesus,
yes,
that he has come, yes, well, when, like you said, we now read it in a new light,
yes,
because we know of Jesus coming for us.
That's right. And maybe the hardest part I found was, how do I get across to everyone listening, watching, this joy, this exceptional holiness, joy that just bursts out of you like a fireworks, to explain what the Lord has done, the strength that he gives us, the courage, the peace, the comfort, just everything that encapsulates God. How do you express it in human words?
No, I agree. It's very, very difficult. What I found, I suppose, encouraging was that when we look at these people that Nehemiah was talking to, and, you know, at first they're disappointed because, you know, they've sinned and they're not living how God wants them to be. But then, you know, Nehemiah reminds them, no, hey guys, like, let's celebrate the joy of the Lord. Let that be our strength. I can compare that to my life and say, well, I'm the same.
Yes.
I sin. I'm far from God. I don't live up to who God wants me to be.
Yes.
But I can be reminded of, no, the joy of the Lord, the joy of knowing God, can be my strength. That can restore me. Yeah.
Like, so amazing how God is. Yesterday, the day before, I had some bad news, and I won't go into what it was, but it made me feel very sad. And feeling-wise, I was sad. I was a bit emotional. There were some tears. There was some like, wah. And the whole day I felt blah. I had this feeling of blahness, of disappointment, of just heaviness. And then I went to bed that night and I said, Lord, I don't want to stay here. I want you to come and grace me with the courage to, I guess, be brave again. Not that I wasn't happy, but just, you know, to get over what had happened. And it was the Lord that gave me the strength to do it. So I woke up the next morning and even my husband said to me, oh, why are you so joyful? And I really, it really hit me. I don't want to stay in the blahness. Just like this prophet said to the people, don't stay here. Yes, you haven't done good and you're humbled now and you're sad about it and you're weeping. Now focus on who the Lord is.
Mm. And I think you shared that really well when you did say, don't stay there. Like we all feel, you know, sad about certain circumstances, or we feel shame and guilt over our sin. And obviously we should go and ask for forgiveness for that, but then don't stay there.
Yeah.
Be reminded of who God is. And I've been thinking more about, so what is the joy of the Lord? And I think there's kind of two ways of looking at it. The first is, as you shared, the joy of the Lord. You shared it in Psalm 86:15. You said, God is, he's merciful, he's gracious, he's slow to anger, he's abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Those are the words, that's the joy of God. All those things, being forgiving, being compassionate. But then also I think the joy of the Lord, if we think about what's the Lord's joy is us and us coming to know him.
Yes.
We are his joy. And knowing God, knowing him in our hearts, that's the strength that God gives us from that joy.
Yeah, and our joy, you know, when comes you think from about his like joy.
Yes. Yeah, I just, because I think when you think about it like that, there's two different ways of this joy, this really deep joy that God has, this love that he has for us. Yeah. That's the joy that he has in us.
Yeah, and to explain this deep joy, it's funny, I feel like it's inside of me and it's dug so deep, but it goes deeper and deeper every moment that I come to know the Lord more. Again, how do you describe that?
Yeah. Something that I thought was beautifully said was that the joy of the Lord is found on the road to restoration. And I love that because I think our whole life is a road to restoration, a road to becoming more like him.
Yes.
And so as we go through life and seek him more in our lives, then we can have more joy in him.
Yes, yes. Mm. He restores us. And what's this? You think of a store and you're putting more things into it. He puts more things into us, into the house of who we are, he's the one who gives the doctors more intellect to understand the human body. He's the one who tells the scientists how to, you know, look at the universe and the moon and the stars and everything. But he not only just puts things in, he fixes up what has gone before that hasn't worked in our lives and restores us, fixes it back to, you know, zero, fixes it back to where we can start again. And what is his mercies are new every morning. That's just, you know, that's a joy in itself. That's a hope in itself, that I can then hold my head high and walk with the grace of God with gratitude for what he has done, and hopefully that gives him glory.
I think if we then look at the end of that phrase, the joy of the Lord is my strength, if we look at that word strength, you described it as safety, protection, a stronghold. I think that the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's not just strength in the terms of, you know, physical strength or like this mustering of might inside me that I can get through something, but it's almost like this resting in him.
Yes.
Of a place the safety of refuge. Of God.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So I think that's really beautiful of God's, the joy that we have in God is a safe place for us.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the kind of the final thing that I think to talk about is how joy overflows to people in our lives, that God is this abundant God and he doesn't do anything in small bursts. Our God wants this joy in us to overflow to other people.
Well,
and I think that's the way we live our lives.
Yeah, but he has no favourites. So he wants to bless you, but he wants to bless your neighbour. He wants to bless your enemies. He wants to bless everybody. And so how he blesses you often then affects how it affects others, because we're all interconnected. He wants humanity to be connected, to love their God and love their neighbor. And so he will bless you because he just loves you to bits, but that will affect somebody else as well.
Yeah, definitely. It affects the way we live our lives when we feel that joy. I suppose it's like when you wake up and you're having a good day and you can't help be happy to those around you.
Yeah, and even the smile on your face helps another person.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just a small example. Joy, like we've said, is this even deeper thing than not just a smile on my face, but this real, I suppose, grounded and rooted place in God. That's that joy that's in you.
And nobody can destroy that joy.
Yes.
You know, your circumstances can still be bad and you can still have that deep-seated joy. And the saints showed us that. Many men and women over the years, their lives, they've shown us that.
Yeah, very much, very much. All right, so the weekly challenge for this week is to reflect on the joy in your life that God has given you. So to reflect on the goodness of who God is and that joy that's in your life. And if for some reason you're not feeling like you have that joy in your life, then to ask God to reveal it to you, because he will. If you ask him, he will.
Yeah.
So to reflect on the joy in your life that God has given you. So we pray that you've had a blessed Easter and that you continue to live in that joy as we move into the rest of our year. And we look forward to talking with you all next week.
And we do.
So bye.
Every week.
We do.
Goodbye.
Bye.